It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today we're in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio on the phone with KUAF's General Manager, Lee Wood.
Good to talk to you, Pete.
Of course, I haven't spoken to you face-to-face in the better part of a week, and I guess we should maybe describe why that is.
That's right. We at KUAF, we're complying with some suggestions that have come through the University of Arkansas and, of course, the city mayor of Fayetteville about working remotely. So any work that can be done remotely, we're encouraging KUAF staffers to do that. Of course, we have to have people at the station in order for us to be on the air and in order to produce segments and programs, just like Community Spotlight. But any work that can be done email or even a phone interview, like we're doing right now, needs to be done remotely at home, just to ensure the safety of KUAF staff and to make sure that we're in compliance with all of the rules that have been set out that seem to change day to day, I'll be honest with you. But everybody has been really adaptive and great about keeping the radio on and getting really informative content to our listeners. It's been vitally important. You guys have done a really good job.
Lee Wood, KUAF's General Manager. Now, we're talking to you today about something that we're offering definitely dedicated to our listeners. It's called KUAF Connects. It's a phone line.
Just a dedicated phone line for listener messages. We've wanted to do something like this for quite some time, and when social distancing and remote work sort of started to become necessary, we thought we'd go ahead and get it set up. And what we're doing is we're asking our listeners to call in, leave a message on the phone line, letting us know how they're spending their time at home, social distancing, in particular how they're using technology in order to connect with loved ones and friends and colleagues. I think this is a time where a lot of people are going through a learning curve, trying to figure out how we can continue to see each other and talk to each other and do work together as we're all sort of at home. And so that phone number is 479-575-6577. And it's just like an old school voicemail. You leave your name, the city that you are calling from, and then tell us about how you're using technology to keep in touch and be able to still do your work and see your loved ones.
Now, I know, of course, the COVID-19 crisis, this is first and foremost, but that also in the future when we, back to, and I'm doing the air quotes, normal life, this can serve our listeners in different ways as well. It's not necessarily just for and because of this crisis, correct?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, like I've said, we've wanted to set this up for a long time so that we can more efficiently air listener messages and comments. We're sort of borrowing from the template of 1A or Science Friday, which are the leaders in call-in shows, so that we can really let folks know that we are a community presence. We're here to air your comments and your feedback and messages. So, of course, yes, as soon as we're able to get back to quote-unquote normal life, this will continue, and we want to continue to air the voices, the diverse voices and opinions of our listenership out over the airwaves.
Again, we're calling it KUAF Connects. It's a phone line dedicated to you, the listeners. Once again, that number is 479-575-6577. Give a call. Let us know how you're coping with the COVID-19 crisis and how you're keeping in touch with your loved ones and your friends. Lee Wood, KUAF's General Manager. Lee, so good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Pete. Thank you.
It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF Public Radio. Local matters.